At least 7 people have been killed and some 100 injured in what many observers say has become a third intifada across the Arab world. Carrying Palestinian flags and chanting, "We want our lands back," tens of thousands of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon flocked to the southern Lebanese town of Marwan al-Ras to protest the day Israel destroyed hundreds of Palestinian villages and expelled hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their own land in order to occupy them.
It's been decades since such a number of Palestinian refugees meet right here, only miles away from the Lebanese southern border. It's been 63 years since what they call the catastrophe of the loss of Palestine. But today, Palestinians here say they will no longer weep the loss of Palestine, but rather begin a march for a return to their homeland.
The Lebanese army adopted tight security measures to prevent any possible acts that may incite violence. However, despite their efforts, Israeli troops opened fire on the protesters as they marched towards the southern crossing while shouting, "The people want to return to Palestine." Beforehand, the Israeli army declared that its troops will be ready for the rally and that it would take retaliatory measures if people came close to the crossing.
It was very sad to me, but I am sure that we will return to Palestine. Not today, but we are so close to return to Palestine.
We will return. I know we will return to our country.
I'm a Palestinian. I was born in Haifa and my brother was from Al-Quds. I would return at any instance if I could.
A Hezbollah member of parliament told Press TV that the rally was a clear sign that the spirit of Palestinians has not been crushed and that they are continuing to resist the occupying forces.
We can achieve anything through resistance. The Palestinian people are declaring to the world that they have the right to return to their villages and they are bound to achieve that right.
Palestinian political representatives reiterated that the recent reconciliation agreement signed in early May will unite all Palestinians in their struggle to return to their homelands.
The Palestinian reconciliation has opened a new page in the history of Palestine, and it will be a chance to unite our efforts against the Israeli occupation.
The Nakba demonstrations in southern Lebanon were just a small part of the rallies that took place across the Arab world, especially inside Gaza and the West Bank. This day was also marked by many protests in support of the Palestinian right of return throughout the world. Maryam Saleh reporting from South Lebanon, Press TV.